We're back here on Phoenix FM with me, Jo Bailey, and
Michelle Spencer.
Yay! How are you doing, Michelle?
Yeah, I'm good, considering I've just come back from Norfolk, literally this afternoon. Yeah.
What, really?
Yeah. Oh. So, I've kept it a secret from you. So,
I know.
I didn't tell you what I was doing today.
I know. And you made it back in time.
I know.
Oh, didn't that you? Yeah, wow. Wow.
Well, no.
Just for the hit here.
I was laughing because I drove up last night. It's only 2 hours away. And, okay, anyone who's Canadian out there knows, they're like, oh, you lazy person. I decided to spend the night last night because I'm like, oh, it's 2 hours drive there. I don't want to drive up there, drive back all on the same day, then come on the radio and then go to teach yoga. And then I thought, you know, when I was in Canada, I used to do it all the time. Like, not a problem. Drive 2 hours to the next town, drive back, boom, all in a day's work kind of thing. And here I'm like, oh, I need to spend the night. But now ask me what I was doing there.
Oh, Michelle, what was you doing there?
So I was looking for a yoga retreat. So that's what I'm going to talk about today.
Ah.
Ooh.
In Norfolk.
Yeah. Oh, okay. This lovely place that I've checked out. I'm going to probably book it for next year. But so I've come to talk about yoga holidays, yoga retreats. They're used interchangeably. So I'll just kind of use it. Yoga retreat tends to be a little bit more hardcore, and yoga holiday is what most people would kind of book on. And I am telling you, you need a yoga holiday.
Yeah, so, I think that would do it, wouldn't it?
They're awesome.
Tell us about it, Michelle.
Yeah, so yoga holiday is fantastic. And you don't have to be a hardcore yogi to do it. You can be an absolute beginner. So I went on my first yoga holiday in 2015 to the place I'm going this year again in Spain. And it was fabulous. Just, you know, you get away. And especially if you've got a stressful job, or even if you don't have a stressful job, you just want to get away, you want to deepen your practice, or like I said, just relax. So you just go there. Depends on what you want to kind of research a bit, but the kind of yoga retreats that I run tend to be for relaxation, if that makes sense. The idea is my clientele tends to be women, and they're all getting away from their families and they want to be taken care of for a few days. We do yoga, obviously, but it's really gentle yoga. And we do, like, this time we're doing a sound bath. We do meditation. I do like little extra bits that you wouldn't do in a regular class. Yoga holidays tend to be like that. They're little bit of yoga in the morning, little bit of yoga in the evening. It depends on where you go. So I've been to Spain, Italy, Mexico, and you get to kind of check out the area at the same time. So it's that holiday bit of it. But you do come back so chilled out and relaxed.
Okay, so you're not talking of kind of like a detox, because, you know, if women want to get away from the families, there's usually wine involved, right?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Is it right? Okay, that's
a whole different story.
So no, that's brilliant though. That's what you're kind of moving forward doing.
Yeah, that's the kind that I run. Like I said, it's I mean, if you want to detox, go ahead, but and when you come on retreat with me, I'm not going to tell you you can't drink. Like, sure. I said, it's your time away. It's your time to de-stress. But I know there are yoga retreats that are out there. You can go to ones that are like silent retreats, for example, where it would be impossible for you and I to attend.
I'm just laughing them. We're just looking at each other then. If there was a camera in there, you'd have laughed at it.
Neither you and I would be allowed to attend those.
We'd be thrown out within a minute, I'm sure. With the glasses clanging along, just coming through the door. Anyway, sorry, I always put you off, Michelle.
No, it's fine. I think I set myself up for that one. But yeah, so there's silent ones. There are detox ones. There's ones where people kind of, you can go to ones where you almost do like a teacher training kind of idea. But if you're, so I would suggest if you're interested in doing a yoga holiday, definitely do your research and think about what it is you actually want. Yeah. You know, if you're going to look at the place, look for a yoga holiday for sure in the title, and look at how long they are. So you can go on a yoga retreat / holiday for as little as like a weekend all the way to a couple weeks. So but definitely, Joe, you should come next year.
If there's a shorter one, I will definitely do that. Yeah. Just to give it a go. first off.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the 4-week one would be fine, I'm
next,
sure.
Next year, there's wild swimming involved. And there's a heated
What's
pool.
Wild swimming?
So wild swimming is when you kind of go into, well, there's the river nearby or a lake, and you just go into it, right? All the algae, all the geese and everything involved. Man. But there's also a heated pool at this place that I'm going to go to next year.
Oh,
so
that
it's
sounds
just
lovely.
In case. I always make sure there's a hot tub or something nearby.
Oh, yeah. Like I say, so if you want a holiday with anything yogi, if you're a yogi, you need to follow Michelle.
Yeah,
then,
yeah, definitely. Yeah. But so anyway, so today I've got, I know it's totally not related, but because you and I have both actually just done long drives, haven't we? Yeah. So I thought actually after a long drive, it's nice to do a couple little neck stretches. So that's what I thought we would do today.
Lovely.
Practice that. So, so need to sit up tall, feet flat on the floor, and anyone can practice this along with us who's listening. Mm-hmm. So I always start off with nice, taking a deep breath in, and then as you turn your chin, turning your chin to the right, and just moving really slowly. And then as you breathe in, breathe the chin back to center. And then as you breathe out, turn the chin to the left. Hmm. Good. And then breathe it into center. And then the next thing we can do is we'll take our right hand, bring it behind our head. Mm-hmm. And then just tuck the chin in. Don't push too hard. So you're tucking the chin into the chest. Just hold it. And then from there, you're going to turn the chin to the left. So still tucked in, but turning to the left. How's that feel, Joe?
Mm-hmm. Got you.
Can you feel that?
Yeah.
Good. And then just come back slowly to the center.
Yeah.
And then you just switch sides. You go left hand behind the head, tucking the chin in. And then rotating the chin over to the right.
Hmm.
Good.
So you're not pushing your hand, like, you know, pushing your head towards the left or whatever, like one of those films. Yeah. You're just literally resting it on there.
It's so like a little extra weight.
Like,
can you feel
it
in the shoulder blade?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, because you've put your arm behind, really, aren't you? Hand? Yeah,
that's it. And then the last one I would do is I would just drop my right ear to my right shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And then same thing, if you want to add a bit of weight, if you want a bit more of a stretch to the left side, just bring that right hand to the top. Don't push down. Just leave it there as a bit of extra weight.
Mm-hmm.
And then we lift it up and then just swap sides. So you can go left ear, left shoulder.
That's a really quick and easy one. Though.
Super easy. And then, if you've been driving, if you're a rest stop, you've got a long journey ahead, you know, driving to Cornwall or wherever, not that.
Yeah.
But just get out, do a couple. It's nice. And then when you get off, and that way your neck's not sore that evening and prevents any kind of headaches.
Yeah, it'd be good to do it before you start driving as well, just to flex up a little bit.
That's it.
Yes, another great tip. Oh, I'm loving these, Michelle. Yeah,
so I was really quick today. Look at
that. You was really quick. I know. Goodness me. Yeah, about 7 minutes. That was brilliant, Michelle.
Getting better.
So what have you got planned for the rest of the week, Sina? You traveling anywhere else to do those exercises?
So I've got yoga tonight. I've got yoga pretty much every day this week, and except for Sunday. Sunday is my day off, except for when I do little special events. But yeah, so we've just got yoga. Saturday, it's Midlife and Me yoga. And I'm still waiting for Joe to come along.
Yeah, I'm actually working just over the road this week.
Oh, what you doing?
There's a football tournament going on. Yeah, don't look at now. I saw it, Michelle. Don't worry. I'm not playing football. That would be worrying. Not just for me, but for everyone around me. I could do keepy uppies, but I can just about walk, let alone run anymore. But yeah, there's a football tournament, so I'm going to just be along there for Phoenix FM and interviewing some people and stuff like that. Because that's some fun.
Yeah, look at you trying to get out of yoga.
I know, yeah. I'll do anything. No. No, we do. We are planning to try and find a weekend to come along. So, it's been really good. But even just doing these little bits, it's like, as Michelle, this is the whole point of this, is that you don't actually even have to get off your chair if you're unable to. It's just about just taking time out for yourself for a little bit.
And we should find out what our listeners want to know
Absolutely.
About as well. So we always think, what do the listeners want to know? And send us your questions and anything well-being, and we can address it. And maybe well, feature you.
Michelle will address it, not myself. But you can get hold of us. So if you go to phoenixfm.com and go to Drive or Joe Bailey, you'll find all the episodes that Michelle's on. We call them episodes now. We've put them in order, but as we say, you don't have to follow along there.
No.
But you've got all the details to Michelle's and where to find her. Obviously, you know how to get hold of me now as well. So any questions, yeah, we're always happy that, you know, any excuse for us to talk longer, we'd be happy, yeah. Right?
You didn't ask me what my request was. I thought about it this week as well.
Oh, come on then. What
all
is
right.
It?
So this September, we stayed at, you know, Christine McVie from Fleetwood Mac, the late Christine McVie. Oh. We actually stayed at her house for our last retreat. So I had a request for you everywhere from Fleetwood Mac.
Do you know what? That's really, really strange. I was actually going to line that up for you anyway as your intro song. So I've got it in front of me, but I forgot to do the intro song because I wanted us to have more time. How strange is that? So listen, coming up after the ads, we'll be having Fleetwood Mac with Everywhere. And Michelle, once again, thanks so much. Have a fab weekend.
Oh. See you next week.